We're now going to turn our attention to a gentleman who is very seriously one of the most distinguished of jazz musicians, and in recent years, he has actually even grown the beautiful head of snow white hair to prove that he's distinguished, although we knew it all the time. We knew it, among other things, during the more than decade that he was the tenor player in the Thelonious Monk Quartet. And before we start to hear some of the great music that he has played with Thelonious and will now play for us, just get a few words from this gentleman on the major subject of the evening, which is Thelonious Monk. So let me bring out Charlie Rouse. Charlie, not to turn this into a large talk fest, but you spent a great deal more time with Thelonious than I did, and I spent what I consider an exhausting amount of time with him. And what was it like working with T those years?
It was the best years of my musical career. I imagine every musician that worked with Thelonious thought that way, because he brought things out of you that couldn't be brought out. He was the type of musician, a musician.
Was it a formal band setting, or was it a loose scene? Were there rehearsals, or you know, or was it just all flowing?
No, it was both, really. The harder tunes that we had to tackle, it was rehearsal, recall, and then the other tunes, like less difficult tunes, he'd say, "Well, come on, man, go ahead and play it. Just here it is." And you learn it, and then he gets up off the piano and walks around, and you play it for a couple of hours until you get it under your head, you know, and get it in your head. And then he'd be listening at you. He'd be upstairs, downstairs, or anywhere. He'd listen. And when you think that you got it, then he come downstairs and say, "Okay, let's play it."
One thing that I always was aware of with Thelonious and record dates was that he really wasn't very patient with people, that he felt that you were supposed to get these things almost as quickly as he did. And I really felt that he honestly didn't believe that what he wrote was all that difficult. And I've heard him say to people like, hey, you're supposed to be good. You're supposed to be a saxophone player. You should know this. I heard him talk that way to Coleman Hawkins on one famous occasion.
Yeah, but he was just joking, though. Yeah. I mean, yeah. These guys, you know, you can't just jump up there and play them tunes.
And now, I think I'll turn you loose from your unaccustomed task as a talker and let you do what you, not that you haven't done this wonderfully well, let you do what you do best.
Thank you, all right.
Okay.